Good morning, everyone. Happy Monday. It's another lovely week with me, Lori the Love Sherpa, right here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. I hope you're all having a wonderful Monday morning. It is, it's 10:06 a.m. on Monday, June 2nd, 2025. And I have to pay my rent today. Because yesterday was Sunday. They don't open up on Sundays, so my rent gets paid a day late, but they don't mind. They give us a grace period of 3 days. So that's where I will be later, delivering that check, and I will be doing many other things. But right now, I'm here with you. So they are still doing some noisy stuff outside my window, so I'm in my bathroom. And it's pretty warm today here. In California, gosh, what is it doing out there? It's been sticky and sort of not really hot, but it's just been kind of sticky and warm during the day lately. It says it's 72 degrees out. Feels warmer than that because of the humidity. It says the real feel says it's 79, which is actually more accurate. So I know Kat was saying that some people are still experiencing chilly weather. And I know that's true too. Just depends on where you are. But right where I am sweaty. And I'm sweaty and warm. Oh, when you wake up in bed and you're sweaty, it's not a really fun feeling. I didn't do that this morning. I've done it for like the past few nights. And no, it's not hormonal. It's because it's hot. So anyway, I hope that you have all had a wonderful weekend. I did. I had a lovely weekend, thankfully, with the possible exception of the fact that my open pole class was canceled yesterday, much to my dismay, because I do my regular dance pole dancing classes. As most of you already know, I pole dance for fun, not profit. although once upon a time, but we won't go there. Maybe I'll tell you that story another time. But right now, all I do is have fun, stay in shape, get good exercise. So it's pole dancing is an excellent form of exercise. Let me tell you, ladies, and it's fun. So much fun. It's the most fun I can think of having, no matter what. And I highly recommend it to every woman who's interested, because it's a blast. It really gets you in touch with your body. It embodies your sensuality. And it feels good to be strong. And that's why I was not happy with my open pole class being canceled yesterday, because I've been doing them now for the past few weeks, in addition to my regular dance classes. And it's really been helping my strength. I can definitely notice the difference. I'm so much stronger. And I noticed that, you know, I can lift up those heavy water bottles with much less effort than I usually do. So, because it's strength training. Whenever you strength train, whether you're doing it in a gym or in a pole studio or out, you know, in nature, you can do that and use your body weight. If you're strength training, you're getting stronger. That's why they call it strength training. And you have to stay strong. It's really important for your body to stay strong. Especially as time passes. I mean, when you're young, you know, you're pretty strong no matter what, unless you're eating crap and sitting around and doing nothing all day. And that does happen too, because especially nowadays, kids tend to be a little bit less likely to move, frankly. Sorry, guys, my throat is weird. But it's very important, like I said, especially as time passes, for us to stay strong and to really focus on our muscle mass and keeping our muscle mass as time passes. Because if you get into, you know, your later years and you don't have muscle mass, you're opening yourself up to a whole host of issues. And this is why you see so many people that are either frail or ill or just generally not doing well with their immune system. You got to stay strong. You got to keep your body strong. It's so important. Kat does it. Psychic Kat. I know she's a big workout proponent. Woman's got like probably more muscle on her than I do. And I've got a good amount of muscle on my body. But it's so, so important to really keep yourself strong and do the best you can, you know? And if you can't, say you're like, you know, I don't know, say you're infirm and you can't do that type of exercise, do whatever you can do, because whatever you can do is going to help you. So I just want to say that that's really important. I've got my windows open today because it's hot as blazes in my apartment. And if I shut them right now, well, I guess I could turn on my air conditioning. But honestly, I really don't like air conditioning unless I'm in the studio pole dancing. Then I like it blasting. But when I'm home, my apartment has air conditioning, but the windows are so flimsy that the humidity still comes in. So it ends up being cold and damp and it doesn't feel good. So I don't like the air conditioning inside my apartment. In my car, it's great. And in my pole studio, it's great. But we're not going to turn it on. We're just going to sit in the bathroom with the fan on and talk to all of you. That's what I'm going to do. I also wanted to share something with you that one of my teachers shared on Instagram. And it's basically an update of what's happening right now with the sun and the ascension energies, which we're all going through and being upgraded by. So what my teacher shares is that we've just been hit with one of the strongest solar storms, I'm sorry, of the year. So if you felt exhausted, emotional, anxious, or like reality's glitching, you're not broken, you're integrating. Okay? June 3rd through the 6th is a powerful solar recalibration window. I'm feeling it today, so I would think today as well. Even though today's only the 2nd. Because I woke up feeling the energies, and I'm feeling them right now. For me, it just feels like I'm a little like woozy and high. Or maybe not a little, maybe a lot. But it may feel differently for everyone. So it says here, it's a powerful solar recalibration window. The sun isn't just light. It's the intelligence behind life itself. Every flare, every wave of plasma carries encoded information for your evolution. It does. And that's why we're being upgraded and how it's upgrading us. Every time it sends off energy, we pick up that energy and it's like it flushes our system and it creates all new codes inside our bodies so that we can hold more of that divine light, quite frankly. So this week, these codes are landing, your DNA is unlocking, your nervous system is realigning, old timelines are crumbling, new direction is trying to break through, and it is. You might feel scattered or spaced out. I was just talking about, right? Spaced out. You might have wild dreams or sudden clarity. And I know people are having dreams because people are telling me that. This is all part of the update. Don't push. Don't force. Just breathe, hydrate, ground, and receive. You're not just being affected by the shift. You are the shift. And your frequency is helping anchor the new earth. Let the sun do what it's always done, awaken you. This is rebirth in real time. I don't know, but I get chills when I read that because it's very exciting to me to know that in these very dense physical human bodies that we are walking in at this moment, we are still very much energetic beings. And our energy is being so upgraded that our physical bodies can actually feel it. And to me, that's so exciting. I just love it. And I'm so glad that I'm aware now of what's going on. Because at one point I really wasn't. Like I knew deep down, I knew that spirit was inhabiting my body. But so I knew it was a good thing, and I intuitively knew it was nothing bad, but I knew it was different, and I knew it wasn't my usual. So and then once I realized what it was, everything made sense. So if you're feeling any type of way this week, you know, physically, emotionally, it can also have that type of effect. And I know that some of you are, because I'm hearing from you. Just go with it. Just go with it as best you can. Take care of yourself, you know, like it said, make sure that you hydrate. Make sure that you're doing something to help yourself relax and feel good and just ground and relax and just breathe, really. And just kind of give yourself some grace. And be easy with yourself. Be gentle with yourself. It's very important that, yes, you know, depending on who you are, and like I discuss here, you know, human design, your human design type, everyone's different. So that also has something to do with how you handle things and how you go about being in your body and moving through the world. But move through it gracefully. And give yourself just a chance to land instead of, you know, constantly moving. Moving is a good thing, like I said, especially if you're a generator type. They like to move a lot. And actually, it's really important for projectors to move a lot too, just not as much and not as quickly. But movement's really important for projectors. That's why I'm always moving. I hardly ever sit down. But it's just really important to get the rest that you need to. So that was kind of what I wanted to share with you. If you feel like you need rest, then rest, because it's going to be really important. It's harder to alchemize anything when you're not resting. It's very important. So let me share with you how to get over to the Facebook group. Just go to your device and hit 12radio.com. That'll take you to a screen where there are some options on the left, and one of them is chat. So hit chat. That takes you right over into the Facebook page. And if you've never been on our Facebook group before, the 12radio Facebook group, just, you know, join the group, and they will let you in, and you will be part of the group, as you should be. And if you scroll down once you're in, you will see my banner right at the top of the page. And if you go into the chat room, you will see Renee. Renee says, "Happy June." And you'll also see Pamela, who also says Happy June. Happy June to all of you as well. It's half the year, almost. Wow. Crazy. It always does that to me. It sneaks up on me really quickly. And everyone. Because we're all in this together, people. Okay. And Jean. Jean says, "It's finally June and warm up here in North County." Yeah, it sure is. "Any guidance would be greatly appreciated." All right, we'll pull some cards for you, Jean. All right, and Renee says, "I've been exhausted for the last couple of days and thought it might be the current solar activity." Yeah, you and me both Renee, I've been wanting to go to bed earlier and just have not been able to do it. So yes, I woke up this morning, did not want to get out of bed because I was so blissfully comfortable and relaxed because of the solar energies. But I got out of bed anyway because I wanted to be here with all of you. And I didn't want to miss that opportunity. But yeah, there's a good reason for the exhaustion. Oh yeah, Pamela, she says I need to get moving more. It feels really good when you do. I missed my pole class yesterday. I really missed it because it's an open pole and it's not, like, and say it's not dancing because they have music on and I do dance. But I can do as much pole as I want, which I normally don't do once I'm, when there's a movement portion and there's a pole portion. So the movement portion is what takes priority for me usually in my regular classes. But when I'm in open pole, the pole definitely takes priority. So I can do all kinds of tricks and I can get all that out of my system. And then when I'm a little bit tired, I can kind of relax and go into movement a little bit more. Movement on the pole, mostly. I don't do a whole lot of floor work when I'm doing open pole. The floor work and the wall work I usually do in my movement class. When I've got a pole, when I'm pole focused, that's what I'm focused on. It's a very, very great way of getting some exercise. And even if you've never done it before, I highly recommend trying it at least once or twice, because you might find that you surprise yourself at how much you actually do like it and how strong you are. And even if you're not, you can build up your strength. So it's good all the way around. It's just a really great exercise. I need some water. And yes, my Jersey accent is coming through this morning, loud and clear. And I made fun of Kat in a very loving way. And I'm glad she took it that way during her show, because that was what I meant. I wanted to tease her a little bit, but in a caring, loving way, because I love her and she knows that. She picked right up on it, of course. I knew she would. When she said sherbet, because people in Jersey say sherbet. They don't say sherbet. That's how everybody else says it. In Jersey, it's definitely sherbet. And I happen to like sherbet or sherbet, however you want to say it. I like it. I haven't had it in a long time. Mainly because it has a lot of sugar, but one of my great uncles in New Jersey, used to own Grillo's Italian Ices. Mr. Grillo was one of my relatives. I think it actually was by marriage. I think his wife was actually my blood relative. I'm not actually even sure that my mother's not around to ask anymore, but I think that's how it is, or how it was. But anyway, they were relatives of mine, and Mr. Grillo had this rinky-dink little white homemade shed that he set up outside his house, and he made Italian ices there. It was probably as big as my bathroom. No bigger, for sure. In this tiny little shed, because that's what it was. And he made the most delicious lemon Italian ices. He was there for, I mean, it had to have been 20, 30, 40 years. And everybody knew about him. Sometimes there were long lines to get his ices because they were so good. Yeah, everybody knew about him. Everybody loved him. And he made a living on those Italian ices for a very long time. And if you've never had an Italian ice, you are missing out. They are good. So I highly suggest that you take a trip to Jersey. And Mr. Grillo is no longer there, but there are some other reasonable facsimiles of Italian ices that can be found, mostly down at the Jersey Shore. And I highly recommend the Jersey Shore because I love it there. It's a fond memory for me, and I'll go back there eventually one of these days. Maybe not to stay, but definitely to visit. So, let me see what else I have for you today. Let's pull that card for Jean. She wants guidance, and I want to give her some. Let's pull a card from the Angels, Gods, and Goddesses deck for you, Jean. And thank you for being here, everybody. I'm so happy when you're all here with me. And I'm going to refresh the chat in a moment just to see if anyone else steps in or sneaks in. You're always welcome to do that. Come in early, come in late. Just come in. All right. So, Jean, I have a card for you right here. And it is the Angel of Union. A partnership is blessed and destined for greatness. And if this card resonates for anyone else, then you know it's for you too. Because sometimes we just know. Okay, the Angel of Union. Excuse me. Oh God, now I have hiccups. Pardon my hiccups, people. Of course, I'd get hiccups that I hardly ever get, but I'd get them on the radio. Okay. A merger, partnership, or relationship of some kind is being formed, which holds long-term benefits for your life. This relationship, partnership, or merger, which is with someone you already know or deal with, is blessed and destined for great success of some kind. Many great and wonderful things are birthed as a result of this union, which will continue to grow and strengthen for the rest of your life. Thank the universe for this wonderful blessing. That sounds like a truly wonderful blessing. I mean, I know I want that. That's great. Having some kind of partnership relationship, not only a love relationship, but maybe a good friend, right? How invaluable are our friends? Sometimes they're more important to us than any other kind of relationship, truly. It's a very valuable thing, and I'm happy I pulled that card for you, Jean. So I hope that is helpful to you. And let me go and refresh the chat. Oh, you know what? I'm gonna pull a card for the collective today, just because there's one sticking out. And I feel like it wants to be seen and heard. So I pulled the Goddess of the Earth for everybody. An idea connected to imagination, creativity, and nature is coming your way. I feel like this one is definitely for all of us. Goddess of the Earth. The energy of Gaia, the spiritual goddess of the Earth, is strong within you at present. She reflects the fertile ground of your imagination and the infinite power of creativity that you possess. I will say that I just got a very strong hit that somebody is pregnant or about to get pregnant. So be aware of that. It might be a surprise. So just be aware. Somebody either who's listening right now or who is listening knows someone who's going to get pregnant, and you're going to be surprised about it. Okay, this card goes on to say, this is a good time to use your imagination and express yourself creatively. Keep an open heart and mind. You will receive an idea over the coming days or weeks that will lead you to an abundant and fulfilling way of life. Nice. This idea is somehow connected to imagination, creativity, and nature. Over the coming days, it would be beneficial to relax, spend some time in nature, and absorb her healing and fertile energies. Gaia will help to ground you and keep you balanced. In the near future, she will also inspire you to devise ingenious ways to market your idea. Oh, I feel like this is speaking to several of us, for sure, at least. Me included. I love when that happens. I like to be inspired to pull cards for all of us. All right, let me go back to the Facebook chat, see what you all are up to. And if you have any questions for me, go because like I like to remind you, I am here for questions and I am here for comments and readings and anything that you need help with. I'm a spiritual psychology practitioner. I'm an intuitive. I am an energy worker. I delve and work in the areas of masculine, feminine energies and spiritual sexuality, sacred sexuality. What else? What else do I do? I do many dozens of things. and I use what's needed in the moment. So if you have questions about anything, feel free to ask. Okay. Looks like you guys are mostly kind of quiet. And that is okay. I'm just glad you're here listening. Okay, Pamela says, I would love a message. Still trying to change habits for the better. Absolutely. We have plenty of time. Renee says, I've always called it Sherbert. Yeah. I think a lot of people have. It's a Jersey thing, but I think other people do it too. It might be more of a East Coast thing. I'm not really sure. So, but yeah. Why not call it Sherbert? We can call it whatever we want, darn it. I called it Sherbert for years and years and years until I actually found out that it had a different pronunciation. Little did I know. Call it whatever you want. I think everybody knows what you're talking about, so it really isn't. Okay, let's pull this card for Pamela. And maybe this will resonate with someone else. Okay, Pamela, you got the Goddess of Strength. Goddess of Strength. Let's see what it says. I don't know that I've ever pulled that one before. Okay. There are times in life when it is best to let go and walk away from certain situations. Oh, it says stand up for what you believe. Yeah, there are times in life when it's best to let go and walk away. However, you are being encouraged by the universe to stand up for what you believe in with regard to a situation you're currently faced with. The universe is testing your faith and resolve. Stand firm in your beliefs and convictions, yet do not allow resentment or anger to fester. It is possible to be both loving and strong simultaneously. You will gain much respect from others by standing your ground. At the same time, you will have broken a long-standing pattern of not standing up for yourself that has affected your life experiences for a long time. Congratulations. So this leads me right into a lovely segue into my next point, which is what I wanted to talk about today, and that is boundaries. Boundaries are something that most of us do not do very well. I myself have had boundary issues in the past. And I usually consider myself to be pretty good at setting and keeping boundaries. However, I've been challenged by, you know, especially people that we love, and I have, definitely. It's harder sometimes to keep boundaries with people that we love and care about, especially when we don't want them to be hurt or we feel like they're not going to make the right choices on their own if we don't allow them extra leeway, which they probably don't actually need. And when it might be doing them a disservice to allow them to overstep your boundaries. Because when you set a boundary, it should not be a barrier, but it should be a firm a boundary should be firm. And it shouldn't be something that you're going to keep moving. Like if you if you set a goalpost, you don't move the goalpost. You keep the goalpost where it is. So with boundaries, it's the same thing. You don't keep changing the boundary unless maybe there is some sort of really legitimate reason. But if there's really no good reason and you have every reason to set that boundary in the first place, it's probably a good idea to keep it. Because what happens when our boundaries get soft is that people start to take advantage. And the reason you're setting the boundary in the first place is so that you most likely won't be taken advantage of. Because when people know that you've set a boundary and they're trying to overstep it, and you allow it, it decreases your own self-respect. And it creates resentment between you and the other person. And nobody wants that. So it's actually in everyone's best interest to hold strong to your boundaries. It serves everyone when you do that, because then you don't feel resentful. Everyone has to own up and take responsibility for themselves and take ownership and accountability for what they're doing. And it enables people to, you know, be the adult and to find ways to make their lives work for themselves and not rely on you to do it for them. And so this is what was coming up for me. And obviously the card came up for a reason, the particular card. About the goddess of strength. Because you do have to be strong to hold on to your boundaries and stay strong within them. Because I can think of times when I have wanted to relax my boundaries, but I knew it would not be good for me ultimately or for the other people involved. And I was always glad that I didn't break my own boundaries, because I really felt better about myself when I didn't. I knew that I could trust myself, and you holding on to your own boundaries is the way that you, one way that you learn to trust yourself, because you know your inner child, I want to say, is going to trust you and feel safer when it knows that it can depend on the adult part of you, because these are all fractionated parts of us. It knows that when it can trust the adult part of you, it feels safe. It knows that it can trust, and it knows that it's okay to relax. And your nervous system is all tied up in that. Your nervous system is not going to be able to regulate or relax if you can't trust yourself. Because above all else in this life, you're the one you have to know you can trust. And when you say you're going to do something, you have to do it. You have to really be able to trust that you're going to do it and not backslide. Because if you're backsliding, you're betraying yourself. You're not only harming the other person, you're harming yourself. So I wanted to offer that today, because I've talked to a few people recently who I know have been doing their best and really trying to correct past issues that they've had with people in their lives and set some boundaries, which have been very helpful and have been working. And yet in certain ways, they're with certain boundaries, they're having a harder time keeping to those boundaries and really enforcing those boundaries. And that's when you have to be the strongest, honestly. Because it's just too easy to say, well, let me give in just this once. Let me move the goalpost. Yeah, maybe we can put up with this for a little bit longer and then take action. No, no. Once you set the boundary, stick to it. You will be much better off if you take that boundary seriously. Because then anybody else who's involved is going to know that you mean what you say. And they're not going to try and overstep. People only overstep when they know they can. And this goes for anybody. Even people we love, sometimes especially people we love. If they know they can take advantage of you, sometimes they definitely will. Which is why you have to show them lovingly that you are doing this and setting this boundary for not only yourself, but for them. Because they need to learn something from not being able to overstep that boundary that you put in place. It's good for everyone. So it's not being mean. You're not being mean. You're being helpful and you're helping them be strong. Because it doesn't help someone else or you when you continually give in. Because people often, you know, human nature being what it is, people will often push. And they'll try and push you past your limits. And that's not healthy. It's not healthy on either side. So it's up to us to maintain our own boundaries and not allow other people to overstep them and not allow ourselves to break our own boundaries. It's just, it doesn't work in the long run. And it's not a place where you want to find yourself, because if you can't trust yourself, who are you going to trust? Then you're not going to trust anybody else either. So it's a very important lesson, and I felt like it was worth sharing today. So I hope that is helpful to some of you. And I know it's been helpful to me, because I've been in some situations recently, you know, for a while, where I've had to hold boundaries. And have I thought about overstepping my own boundaries? Hell yes. Not just once, but probably dozens of times. But that's just it. I thought about it. But then I corrected myself. You know, I course corrected and I brought myself back and realized, hey, this is not going to help anybody. And you're only going to get yourself in more trouble if you do this. And I didn't do it. And I'm glad. So it's an important thing to learn how to do. It really is. Okay. Let's go back to the chat. So I want to see if any of you have any other questions or comments. So Renee and Pamela have both always called it sherbet, and that is okay. You guys are funny. You ladies are funny. You make me laugh. Oh. I'm just teasing you. Yeah, Pamela said she's exhausted too. I feel like we're all just really exhausted right now, so maybe we should all just take a nap. That would be good. After the shows today, everybody stay tuned for the good shows. We still have about 9 minutes left, but I'm going to ask you all to stick around, because Serena's coming up right after me, and then the Fresh 55 after her. So stick around for those shows and then go take a nap. How about that? I may join you, actually. I do want to go to bed early tonight. I will do my level best to get to sleep early tonight, because I have been trying, but not succeeding lately. And that's really hard on a projector. Because we need our rest. We really do. Or we get a little out of sorts. But it's kind of funny sometimes when I'm tired. It's almost like I have no more fucks to give. And that's when I do my best work. Because everything is shooting straight from the hip. So if it seems like that's what I'm doing, that's probably what I'm doing. Okay. Let me go to my little book of daily meditations from Fintorn Scotland called Opening Doors Within by Eileen Caddy. She channeled these messages just for us. And there's one for every day of the year. I'm going to go to June 2nd and see what she has for us today. See what Spirit has for us today, because Spirit was the one who gave her these messages. June 2nd. And I'm thankful that my throat is doing much better. And I am doing much better. I am fully healed, thank God. And it's nice to feel healthy again. It really is. My God. You know, after you heal from something that's been around too long, an unwellness of sorts, you really appreciate being healthy again, honestly. Maybe that's part of why it happens. I think it is, truly. So that we can actually revel in the gift of life and good health and be grateful for that and everything else, honestly. So. Okay. June 2nd, 2025. You can do all things when your faith and trust are in me, God. And you have no doubts and fears to hold you back. There is nothing you cannot do, nothing you cannot accomplish in this life when your attitude and outlook are right and you have complete confidence in your ability to do it. It's all about belief. You have within you all power, all wisdom, all strength, all intelligence, and all understanding. So believe it. It is I working in and through you who enables you to accomplish the seemingly impossible. Never be afraid to aim high. Never be afraid to expect the impossible to become possible. I've seen it happen personally. Do not live within your limits. Live way beyond yourself, and therefore give me the opportunity to show you how all things are possible with me. Sorry about that. Let me read that again in case you didn't hear it. Therefore give me the opportunity to, wait, do not live within your limits. Live way beyond yourself, and therefore give me the opportunity to show you how all things are possible with me. If you do not give me the opportunity, how can you expect to know what can be accomplished when I am in contact and am guiding and directing your life? Let go and let me take over and see what happens. And this is one of the things I always teach, one of the tools, right? Several of the tools actually wrapped up in one. The letting go process, where you breathe into your heart space, allow it to open and simply drop whatever the problem is that you are hanging on to. Just let it go like a bag of rocks. And just let go. And let Spirit shift the energy. Because when you stop resisting, that's when Spirit can come in and do the work for you. And the other tool, which is Emmett Fox's Golden Key, which is basically stop thinking about the problem and focus on God in whatever way feels good for you. Whether it's saying God has my back. The universe is watching over me. I'm a child of God. However you want to do it, just think of God and think of nothing else. Know that God has you in the palm of his hand, because you are being taken care of, whether you know it or not, in many, many ways. And even if when we're going through hard things, Spirit is there. Spirit is there. Angels are there. You have a whole slew of celestial beings who are there for you, and Spirit is there caring for you every step of the way. You know, focus on God, focus on Spirit, Jesus. If Jesus is your man, if he's your guy, go to Jesus. You know, they're all perfect. They're all Spirit. You are Spirit. You are not separate from Spirit. Spirit is who you are at a core level, at a soul level. And Spirit is love. And you are never without love guiding you and steering you through your life. So even when we hit the speed bumps of life, Spirit's there if you just allow yourself to know that and to stop resisting the things that we don't want. So we have 2 minutes left. I'm going to refresh the chat and then I will make way for Serena, who is doing a bang up job as my producer, might I just say. So kudos to her. And she's doing it all with a newborn baby, which I think deserves a hell of a lot of credit. I don't know that I could have done that when I had my baby. I really don't. Not as a projector. I feel like, if I recall correctly, Serena is a manifesting generator, and they can do all the things at once. So it's probably a piece of cake for her. And I give her a lot of credit. You're a better man than I. Anyway, or a better woman. There's a saying, you know, it's not how that goes. Anyhow, I want to thank you all for being here as I refresh the chat one last time. I'm always grateful for your presence. I'm always grateful for good questions if you ever have any, or if you need advice, I'm happy to help. And you can reach out to me for private sessions too on Instagram or through Facebook Messenger. On Facebook, I'm Lori Love. And on Instagram, I am at lori.the.love.sherpa. And you can just send me a private message on either of those places and I can set up a one-on-one session for you if you so desire. So right now, I will take a quick look at the chat. Thanks, Pamela. She says, thank you, Lori. Sherbert and Ernie. Okay, so I am out of here and stay tuned for the lovely Serena coming up next and Fresh 55 after her. Alrighty, you've been listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, right here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. I love you. Bye, everybody.